Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the context window in AI, especially for coding tools. It's like the LLM's memory, right?
Exactly. Professor Patterns explains it really well, using the example of a simple question, "Hi, how are you?" It's more than just four words when it hits the API, isn't it?
Way more. It's not just the question. It's a whole package of metadata, environment details, open files, time, current directory, even the mode. It's like sending a detailed report along with your simple hello.
So that seemingly simple, hi, can become thousands of tokens. That explains the unexpected cost. It's not just the input and output words, it's all that extra info.
And remember, output tokens are more expensive, so a long-winded response can really rack up the bill. But the context is essential, right? The LLM needs it to know what tools it has, what files are open. It's like giving it the lay of the land.
Like setting up the workspace for a developer. And different models have different context window sizes, some massive. But bigger isn't always better, huh? Past a certain point, performance can actually suffer.
Right. Diminishing returns. He mentioned seeing that firsthand, like above 200 to 300k tokens. Fascinating. So, as you add more interactions within a task, the context window fills up. Multiple back and forths, code generation, it all adds up.
And when it gets too full, create a new task. That resets the context window and gives you a fresh start. He showed a cool example of creating and modifying a Python script. Each change, each API request, adds to the context.
I noticed how the type of task impacts how quickly the context fills. A simple script modification doesn't add as much as, say, creating an entire website from scratch. The HTML and CSS added significantly more tokens.
It's like different levels of complexity, right? A small tweak versus building something from the ground up. And that new task example? Clean slate. Context window back to zero. That's refreshing.
Absolutely key for keeping performance optimal. He hinted at more advanced strategies, like saving context to a memory bank. I'm definitely looking forward to that. But even this basic understanding of input, output, and the context window is invaluable.
Totally agree. It's like learning the basics of memory management for these LLMs. It makes you much more conscious of what you're asking and how it impacts the system.
Exactly. A great foundation for anyone using these powerful AI coding tools. Thanks for joining this insightful discussion. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.